Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is the Thursday, January 6th, hearing edition. I am quite gleeful, and I encourage you all, go walk the dogs early. Eat an early dinner. Put the young children to bed. You know, pour a little glass of something cold or thick. Grab the popcorn. Turn on the TV or the radio. We're going to play out the January 6th Select Committee hearing right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw, 540 AM, 101 FM, 7 o'clock sharp. And Dominic, I think we should all make a night of it. I know you're going to the Roman Coin. You're going to invite all your friends down, have a little party. Sounds like a good time. I wish I was there with you. I can't hear you, Dominic, so we're going to have to get that settled. But Dom will be partying at the Coin, I assure you.
I will be partying, I promise.
You know who won't be partying tonight, who's a little down, a little under the weather?
Oh, who's that?
Donald Trump.
What?
Did you see his latest on the Trump Truth Social?
I'm sorry. I haven't gotten my response back from trying to join.
Is that a legitimate, are you trying to join?
No.
Last in line, are you, Ronnie James?
No, man, I'm all kind of tapped out on the social media. Hell, I don't even do Instagram enough. So, no, I don't need another one. Certainly don't need Trump's.
Insta what?
TikTok?
You know, Fox News asked me today, and this is like 6th, 7th appearance. They're like, by the way, do you tweet? Do you have a Twitter account? I'm like, really? Come on, Fox News. Doesn't everybody? And I let Dom do most of the tweeting. So, you know, if they hold it against me, it's going to be you. You know I'm not tweeting right. out there.
No, unless sometimes I do specifically put my name on the tweet if I feel that I don't want to, let people think this might have been Crudy's idea. So, yeah, man, you can always just put it on me, Fox.
At Devil Radio, you can tweet at Dom whenever you feel like it. But here is what Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, and it's red checked on the Truth Social.
Oh, apparently, so that means, yeah.
It's certified to be the real Trump. Here's what he's bemoaning on the social media platform a little bit earlier.
The Select Committee didn't spend 1 minute studying the reason that people went to Washington, D.C. in massive numbers, far greater than the fake news media is willing to report.
He's still talking about the crowd, man.
Or that the unselects are willing to even mention, because January 6th was not simply a protest. It represented the greatest movement in the history of our country to make America great again. It was about an election that was rigged and stolen, and a country that was going to,
and here's the only all caps word of the entire, and he likes the all caps.
Hell!
We're going to hell.
And look at our country now!
Exclamation point, and that's how it ends.
Wow. So defending crowd sizes and acknowledging the coup.
And my hands are really big. Look at them. They're large.
What a piece of work.
I mean, really, you know, when you're going to be accused of a multitude of crimes, a coup d'etat against your own vice president, against the nation, against democracy, and your preemptive defense is, yeah, but I had the biggest coup ever. Do you see the crowds at my coup?
Oh, my God. We were making America great again by trying to overturn the government.
And the will of the people, of course, except for those people, the good people.
The good people.
Many good people on my side. You know, I think he thought the cops would just turn and join the insurrectionists, the domestic terrorist crowds. And I think part of the goal, hopefully, of the January 6th Select Committee hearing tonight is you know, it was such a multifaceted plan. Yes. When they did the impeachment, it was simply, effectively, they said, can you believe Donald Trump said those things? And the people stormed the Capitol and started crapping all over. But now we're going to find out that, no, Trump directed those things. He was the puppet master. He might have had a lot of accomplices.
Certainly
but
did.
Ultimately, they were doing his will. Rudy might have talked him into it. Hell, Eastman, Navarro, there's a multitude of guilty co-conspirators. But ultimately, they're all acting at the direction and the will and the bequest of Donald Trump. And tonight, that's going to become painfully obvious to the Truth Social guy.
Are you sure? I mean, he's tweeting out basically the day of the trial, you know, and implicating himself. I mean, saying that this is a movement to do what? To do what? And this whole rigged election, and we've known he's laid the seed corn for this for a year prior to his loss. We knew this was coming. He's saying it because that's how he rolls, right? And he found people around him that would help him facilitate. And that's on him, no doubt about it. And if he brings in usually good people and they give him, you know, advice that would, you know, implicate crimes and he decides to go along with it, well, then he has committed crimes. And but we need to see that articulated and laid out very clearly by this committee today.
Today! It's Christmas! It's freaking Christmas. Only I feel like, you know, I got up Christmas morning and like Daddy worked a double. You know, he worked a late shift. So now we got to wait to open the Christmas presents till like after Daddy wakes up. And
less than 2 hours,
in the house.
Man. Less than 2 hours.
So,
oh my God!
So after Daddy gets the big piece of chicken, man, time to turn on the radio or turn on the television, watch the J6 hearings. I can't wait. 844-967-2789. Now, here's our thoughtful conservative friend, Nick. Welcome back, Nick, from Madison. How you been?
Hey, Nick.
Good. How you doing, guys?
See, I called you thoughtful. We're starting on a good footing here today, Nick.
Well, I think we're getting on a good foot here anyway, because I actually agree with pretty much everything you're saying. And, Dom, I want to agree with what you were saying where you said that Fox just removed the news. Yeah, just, they did remove the news. It's just Fox. It used to be fair and balanced. No, their motto used to be fair and balanced. They just kind of got rid of that. I do think Fox at one point, maybe 20 years ago, was a useful counterpoint. But as right around that time, a very once wise district attorney from Gotham City named Harvey Dent said, you die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. They did that. They became what they hate. They are just as biased, just as it's not news. It's not news at all. So I agree with you entirely.
Nick, appreciate your sentiment there.
I'm sure you can't believe that.
No, I get it, man. I get it.
I'm speechless, Nick.
So in that vein, though, Nick, of agreement, what's your expectation? We see all the Republicans coming out saying, you know, this is a scam. This is not a big deal. Everyone turned away from this. Glenn Grothman, Scott Walker, all the national Republican leaders are all talking about inflation and gas prices. Important issue, certainly. But, you know, yeah, we have hearings. Knock yourself out. But right now we need to defend democracy. Nick, do you believe, from what you've seen, that Donald Trump organized a coup against this country?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. It's like all the defenses that people who would defend Donald Trump give, and I'm not saying anything in – anything, but the exact same words could be used with people who defended the rioters during 2020 of the summer. It was mostly peaceful. They were unarmed. Not true. Not true. It wasn't everyone. Okay, but that's the one thing that matters. The thing is, if you're going to, first of all, if I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States like it did in the past, I'd be telling you the truth. Every single person who defends Donald Trump, including Donald Trump, would be lying if they took that oath today.
Nick, let me ask you. I was at a Black Lives Matter protest in Madison. Call it a protest.
Mm-hmm.
but it was peaceful. Hell, people wore masks outside during a pandemic. And I saw Michael Johnson there from the Boys and Girls Club in Dane County. And we both had the same, we both had the same impression. Good turnout, thousands. Great, great, thoughtful speakers. And then a peaceful parting. And Michael and I both went home. And about half an hour, hour later, I'm watching people kick in the windows on State Street. And that was blamed on the Black Lives Matter protesters. And I'm not going to say there weren't any people that reacted to the actions against George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, that didn't do violent things or try to start fires or whatever the case may be. But, Nick, their anger, however violently misdirected, wasn't directed by the president of the United States for a specific action. And the reason and the rationale was to pressure the vice president to overturn the will of the people. So, I mean, I see a different motivation. I mean, there are crowds that get out of hand. And sometimes there are agitators trying to make that crowd look bad, like what my perception of what happened here in Madison. But ultimately, there were thousands and thousands of people at the January 6th. The Black Lives Matter people, they didn't break into the Capitol because Trump was in the bunker and the Capitol was basically surrounded by armed guards. The fact that they didn't have that sort of apprehension about what was coming was because they were coming at the bequest of the former president. He wanted them there and he wanted this, let's say, wild scene. Final thoughts, Nick?
I don't want to go along the line where I'm saying, well, that was bad, but this was worse. The lesser of two evils is still evil.
They're not equivalent. They're not equivalent. Peaceful protest that agitators on the fringe got out of hand is different than trying to overturn the will of the American people and overturn democracy, Nick. They're not equal. Black Lives Matter protest is not what happened on January 6th.
I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm saying that bad is bad.
Well, there's bad, and then there's GD bad. And January 6th was treasonous, traitorous bad. It wasn't a protest gone bad. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
No puppet. No puppet.
Right? I like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
They look like Muppets, and they taste like Muppets.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Bork, bork, bork.